It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
Socialization of transportation, education, energy, housing, and water. What it means is that government controls it through rules and regulations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
Under this guise of bipartisanship and nonpartisanship, it's actually tapped down the truth.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
On an equal field in the battle of ideas, mistruths or misconceptions, and it is getting us into a world of hurt.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation. Happy Monday to you. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. All of our most recent podcasts and op-eds are there, as well as recaps of all of our shows with the podcast on that as well. Go over to Facebook and give us a like. We would greatly appreciate that. And sign up for my weekly newsletter. That'll give you first look at all of the upcoming guests, the most recent op-eds, the most recent sounding off with Kim Munson podcast, and we'd love to have you do that. Big show planned for you today. I got my ballot in the mail, so be sure and check out our voter's guide. Rick Turnquest and I did a very thorough voter's guide. You can find that at kimmunson.com. It's a couple of clicks to get into it, but we'd highly recommend that you check that out. We are going to do a really fun event next Monday night, October 19th at Water's Edge Winery, and we'd love to have you join us. Tickets are $20 plus a $3 processing fee. And I'm sure that Jen Hewlin, the owner of Water's Edge Winery, Chef D, the team over there is going to have just a great evening for us. And then you can just order what you want to eat and drink a la carte. So go to my website to buy your tickets for that. Additionally, my new good friends, Reggie Carr and Johnny Thomas, the creators of I'm a Trumpster, and they have this great 45-foot bus that they have wrapped, vinyl-wrapped with Trump and their pictures, and it's a minority bus tour that they're taking into minority neighborhoods. And we want to help them keep those wheels rolling. So we're going to have a great event next Saturday, 2 to 4, up at 88 Drive-In Theater. You can buy your tickets there at my website as well. And you'll get to get your picture taken with the guys. You can get your picture taken with the bus. You can actually tour the bus. We're going to have food trucks there. We'd love to have you join us. And let's help these guys, because they are really, they're really at the forefront of what we need to be doing in our country to bring us together. And so we would love to have you join us for that as well. The Western Conservative Summit was this last weekend. What a great event. Watched and did a couple of their workshops, as well as their newest movie, the premiere of America, America, God Shed His Grace on Thee. And that is going to be posted at westernconservativesummit.com as well. So be sure and check that out. But my gosh, they did a super job on that as well. We have a jam-packed show planned for you today. Phil Covarrubias, let me try that again. Covarrubias, he is a candidate for Adams County Commissioner. There's been some interesting things happening up in the North Metro area regarding some secret meetings with politicians and bureaucrats and interested parties. We'll talk to Phil in just a moment about that. Hal Van Herkey with Castlegate Knife and Tool will be weighing in on current issues in the second segment, as well as Matt Menza. He is running for, one of the House districts. His opponent is one of the cruel 17 that we have noted in our voter's guide. So we'll talk with Matt. And Jason McBride, of course, at the bottom of the hour, Presidential Wealth Management. And Bob Boswell, he is the chairman and CEO of Laramie Energy. And we're going to be talking about some new rules, rulemaking that has come down regarding setbacks, how affordable, reliable, efficient, and abundant energy is good for our health. And we'll talk with him at the bottom of the hour on that. Let's see here. Oh, we always look at these issues as freedom versus force, force versus freedom. It's never compassionate to take other people's rights, their property, their freedom, or their livelihood via force, whether it's with a weapon, policy, unpredictable and excessive taxation, or fear. If something is a good idea, you should not have to force people to do that. And our inspiration, wisdom for the morning is from Ludwig von Mises. And von Mises was an Austrian school economist, historian, logician, and sociologist. Mises wrote and lectured extensively on the societal contributions of classical liberalism. And he is best known for his work on praxeology, which is a study of human choice and action. He was born in 1881. He died in 1973. And this is what he said. And with this whole COVID-19 Wuhan virus reaction disruption, I thought this was very applicable. He said, depressions and mass unemployment are not caused by the free market, but by government interference in the economy. I thought that was very poignant. Let's jump over here. We have Phil Covarrubias on the line with us, and he is a candidate for Adams County Commissioner. Phil, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
There's been some interesting things happening up in the North Metro area, up in Adams County. What is going on, Phil?
Well, essentially, last Thursday, the Adams County Commissioners, all of the mayors, city managers, had an emergency meeting that the people did not know about. And anytime they get together and have a meeting, they're supposed to post it 24 hours ahead on their website so that the people have an opportunity to listen in and chime in if they want to. And it all started there.
And that is a law in Colorado that anytime more than two elected officials get together to talk about official business, it's called the Sunshine Laws, then that meeting needs to be posted, and the public should have the opportunity, as you mentioned, to watch and listen.
Yes, and the only reason we even knew about it was because one of the mayors in Commerce City, he live streamed it so that we could see that. And then when the officials seen that it was being live streamed, they made sure to kind of warn everybody. And the problem that I had with the whole thing was what was said during the live streaming. So I watched the whole thing, and I really have to say I'm disgusted in what's going on here in Colorado and up here in Adams County.
Well, what was said? You said you were concerned about what was said during this meeting. What was said, Phil, that really got your attention?
So basically what we were told to do was we had some mayors asking questions and pushback on the hospitalization numbers and death numbers due to COVID. They did not want to hear anything about that. What we were
now,
told
who is
was
who is they? Who is they?
The commissioners, Eva Henry was the big spokesperson for Adams County Commissioners on this one. And the city managers and all of the people that were in this meeting. I mean, you had mayors, commissioners, city managers, everybody. And what they told us was we need to get our numbers down. We're going into phase two, possibly phase three, with COVID numbers going up. Nothing to do with hospitalization rates or with death rates, purely numbers.
And, question numbers would be positive COVID tests. Is that what they're looking at?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, positive COVID tests. So they keep moving the goalposts on us.
Right.
First, it's flattened the curve in hospitalizations, and then it's turned into lockdowns until there's a cure and a vaccine. And this all comes from the CMG, which is the governor's private group he put together in order to make the models for COVID. And the problem is that the model that they made was based on figures from back in March and April on the world stage, and the numbers were nothing close to what they were predicting, yet they're treating it as if we have 80,000 people in the hospitals and that we're overflown, when in reality we don't have any numbers that look remotely like that, but they still want to keep us on lockdown.
So was Tri-County involved in this meeting as well? Tri-County Health?
Yes, Tri-County Health was involved in the meeting, and they've been involved in everything this entire process. And then from Tri-County, basically what they're doing is taking their walking orders from Governor Polis, which is his group, the CMG, that makes all the rules for us. There's no pushback. Here's the funny thing, that when you do ask questions or do give a little bit of pushback or want some different sources, you're not allowed to have any of that. CMG And the Governor Polis and what he has to say is gospel, and don't you dare question it. And I think that's where the real rub is, because most of us are looking at this from a realistic perspective and the collateral damage it's doing to our businesses and just people in general.
Okay, and Phil Kovarubuk, help me say that one more time.
Kovarubias.
Kovarubias. There we go. I apologize. Oh, I actually was practicing that this morning, and I obviously didn't practice it enough. Now, what does CMG stand for?
I was trying to look that up on the article I was looking at, and I couldn't find the exact what it stood for. They just kept calling it the CMG model.
Okay.
So it's
something with the governor's office. Okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to jump over here and just mention something. Patty, my researcher, found this from KOAA.com. And it says, earlier this month, News 5 Investigates reported on misleading coronavirus data distributed by public officials and the state's health department. A review of public records reveals not all hospitals are reporting daily statistics as requested during the COVID-19 pandemic. The end result is that hospital data is not 100% accurate when published or broadcast. It says, while the state of Colorado does update the public with statewide hospitalization numbers, it's impossible to find individual hospital-level data. Now, apparently, then, I'm going to go back here down to the bottom. It says that they had asked for the data, the reporter had asked for the data, and it says the Colorado Hospital Association declined to release the specific data we requested and instead sent us back to the hospitals. The hospitals then told us to go talk with the Colorado Department of Health and Environment. So just to button this all up, Phil, there are secret meetings that are happening between elected officials and, I don't want to say officials, elected representatives, politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties. There has been kind of the saber rattling about shutting the economy down again, which I find the timing on that quite interesting. You are shedding light on the fact that there are these secret meetings, that the data doesn't match up with the things that they're talking about. You've got just about 30 seconds. Phil, how can people get more information about you? Because you are running for Adams County Commissioner. It is important that we get people in office that have the people's best interest in mind instead of these PBIs, these politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties. Phil, your final comment, and how can people get more information about you?
Well, quickly, they were basing the numbers off of 80,000 deaths. We've had 1,257 so far. The common flu generally gives us about 1,000 per year, and God bless them all. And if you want to get in, take a look at my website. It is philforadco.com, philforadco.com, and I appreciate any support out there. And please reach out to us, philforadco@gmail.com.
And that is Phil Kovarubias. Thank you so much, Phil. Stay in touch.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to go to break. Before we do that, though, one of my great partners is Hooters Restaurants. They have 5 locations, Loveland, Aurora, Lone Tree, Westminster, and Colorado Springs. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and they are doing a fundraiser for breast cancer. Last year, as a whole, they raised $700,000. This year, Hooters is working to do several things. A guest can purchase a pink drink. It's $1 from every drink goes towards fundraising. Number 2, a guest can donate $5 for a pink color change cup. Number 3, a guest can fill out an endowment card and hang it on the wall for $1. Number 4, guests can round up their change on their check and ring in under the charity button. And number 5, guests can purchase specialty pink-themed merchandise, and $1 from every item goes towards fundraising. So for more information, go to HootersColorado.com. That's HootersColorado.com. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll be talking with Hal Van Herkey with Castlegate Knife and Tool, another one of my great partners. We'll be right back.
Metropolitan Total Property is more than landscaping. Locally owned and operated since 1987, their team is proud to be your neighbor and live in the community. Metropolitan Total Property stands behind their work, and your complete satisfaction is their top priority. Kim Munson highly recommends Metropolitan Total Property for landscaping and more. She was one of their very first clients way back in 1987. Be sure to check out MetropolitanTotalProperty.com for their complete menu of services. Again, that's MetropolitanTotalProperty.com.
Recently, rates in the mortgage market have hit near record lows. Lorne Levy with Polygon Financial notes that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has created potential opportunities to refinance your mortgage that could save you thousands of dollars. And for those senior listeners who may be looking for another source of income, exploring a reverse mortgage with Lorne Levy may be a solution. With over 17 years in the mortgage industry, Lorne Levy has the experience to answer your questions. Call Lorne Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881 for a mortgage checkup today.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out my website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Our voter's guide is there. Rick Turnquest and I have put together a very thorough voter's guide regarding the issues that are on the Colorado ballot. If you have some questions about judges, one of my colleagues who does work with the Douglas County GOP, so Douglas County GOP here in Colorado, they did some good work on judges. So go to that website and click on judges, and I think that will be helpful there as well. You can go to my website and buy tickets for the event next Monday night, October 19th, at Water's Edge Winery, where Rick and I will go through our voter's guide. And then also this next Saturday, the weather is supposed to be beautiful. We're doing an event for the I'm a Trumpster Minority Bus Tour, and that will be from 2 to 4, and you can buy your tickets at my website there as well. On the line with me is Hal Van Herke. He is a valued partner of the Kim Munson Show. He is the owner of Castlegate Knife and Tool, a great family-owned business located right here in Sedalia. Hal Van Herke, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Kim. It's great to be here.
You're an entrepreneur. So keeping our businesses open is very important. So I don't know if you heard what we were talking about in the previous segment regarding Adams County officials or politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties meeting with Tri-County regarding kind of saber-rattling, shutting our businesses down. We really need to make sure we can keep our businesses safely open, Hal Van Herke.
Yeah, I guess it's predictable that we would have this type of discussion as we face the seasonality of, the COVID epidemic or crisis or whatever you want to call it, or semi-crisis. More importantly, I'm staring right now at a chart about the 7-day rolling average between their county and our county, which I am down in Douglas County. So Adams County, 7-day total hospitalizations and new case rates are about 4 to 5 times what they are in Douglas County right now. And in fact, over the last week, the Douglas County rate has been going down on a rolling average while theirs has continued to go up. So I think that it's, perfectly reasonable for perhaps elected officials in Adams County to be, talking to Tri-County Health about what's appropriate for their county. And I think that it's appropriate for our county commissioners and our leadership to be talking about what's appropriate for our county. I think the key thing is that those two things might not be the same. And it's an important reminder that we need to keep our local governments free to act on behalf of their citizens. And it's important that we keep government as local and on a human level as possible, whether that's the Tri-County Health Department, or if that's your state government versus local government, or federal government versus state government. Government works best when it's small and when it's close to the people.
And you sound very founding fatherish, Hal Van Herke. I have another quick question. The shooting that happened here in Denver this weekend, we have to have safe law and order communities for people to be able to prosper and go after their hopes and dreams. I cannot believe broad daylight on a Saturday afternoon in the courtyard of the Denver Art Museum that there was a shooting and someone died. Your quick comment on that.
Yeah, I have a lot of questions on it. First of all, it's tragic. The individuals involved. There's been a lot of media bias in this. There were no militia members. The victim was not there as part of a militia. There were no militias present. It was a peaceful rally in support of law enforcement, in support of law and order. And then to have this escalate and have this happen, I just have a lot of questions, particularly around the alleged, and I think it's very obvious considering how many photos and videos are out there about who the shooter was, how he was hired. He was claimed to be a security guard for Nine News, but working for Pinkerton. Now Pinkerton is saying he didn't work for them. He worked for a subcontractor. We're not hearing a lot about it from our local media, but the guy has obvious ties to left-wing extremism, the Occupy movement, Antifa, other movements. He's got an Antifa tattoo on his arm that was visible through some of the shooting photos, et cetera. And I think we just have to start. I'm very curious about how this guy got hired, why he was chosen, why he was the one they wanted with that news crew, how somebody like that with extremist ideas could go to that particular rally and be operating or posing as a security guard.
Yeah, those are
unlicensed
big,
in Denver.
Yeah, those are big questions. Hal Van Herky, I so appreciate Castlegate Knife and Tools partnership with the show. It is a great store. You have all kinds of knives from the best blade makers throughout the world. And what is your website, Hal Van Herky?
It's www.castlegate.com. And we're at downtown Sedalia, just a few minutes south of Highlands Ranch, Colorado. And you can also reach us by phone at 303-214-4303. That's 303-214-4303. Bill or any one of the members of our team would be happy to help you.
Well, Hal Van Herky, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Kim.
Have a great day. And now on the line with me is Matt Menza, and he is running for, I did not put down the House District. Matt, which House District is that?
Yeah, that is District 17, the area from Longmont down through Louisville, which is the east side of Boulder County.
Okay, and so you're running for Colorado State House District 17. First question, Matt Menza, is why?
All right, well, I'm running for the Senate District 17, and I'm running because...
Oh, Senate District 17. Okay, got it.
Yeah, no problem. And thank you for having me on, by the way. I love your show, and you have great, great listeners, so thank you. I was born in Boulder, disappeared for 20 years as a naval officer after I graduated from, CU as an engineering grad, came back, and I noticed that Colorado was being run a lot like California was stationed for years, and where after I retired, I went to Seattle for a couple years and then just couldn't do it. We moved our family back here, and, it was so hard to live because of the governance, because of the politics, And I saw a need here in eastern Boulder County. Just the one-party rule just was not working for folks. And quite frankly, a lot of us don't have a voice anymore in Colorado because there's so much of a one-party rule. So I saw a need, and I decided that my opponent, which is, she's totally into her identity politics, and that's it. I decided that I've had enough. I've got to do this for my kids, my five children. I've got to run and try to make a difference here.
Well, I feel the same responsibility, and thank you for your military service. Somebody said, I have a show where I highlight America's veteran stories. In fact, last week I got to talk with a 98-year-old Major General from the Army who was with the 5th Ranger Battalion and first wave of Omaha Beach on D-Day.
Wow.
Cool.
That's very impressive.
Major.
Yeah, my military service is nothing like that.
Oh, I tell you.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. And, Matt, I say many times, we stand on the shoulders of giants. Our founders were not perfect, but this idea that they came up with, that all men are created equal, Calvin Coolidge said, if all men are created equal, that is final. And these things are under assault, these founding principles. And as conservatives, we work to conserve this great idea. And in my research, I was astonished to find, and that's why I got mixed up on House District, because your opponent was in the House, and she
Correct.
Is now running for Senate District 17. But this last legislative session, there was legislation that was put forward that no one should die alone during the COVID-19 Wuhan virus reaction disruption. But people mm-hmm. were dying alone. In fact, I have two World War II uncles that passed on during this time. And one family is still waiting to have their memorial service. The other was buried in a military cemetery, and they would only let 8 people attend. They would not even let us go and sit in our cars to watch this, which this is heartbreaking. And so there was legislation put forward that said no one should die alone. And there were 17 House Democrats that voted that people could die alone, and your opponent is one of them. And, you know, Blue Dog Democrats to independents, unaffiliated, libertarians, Republicans, conservatives, that big wide swath here in Colorado, they say that's pretty cruel to let people die alone. And I just want to make the point that your opponent said, yes, people should. And I think that's cruel.
No, you're 100% right, and I appreciate you pointing that out. There's a lot of things that are occurring in Colorado that are absolutely nonsensical. It doesn't matter whether you're Democrat or Republican. It just do not make sense. And she's part of that party that perpetuates some of these nonsensical things. And, you know, May 27th, they passed 41 bills without public debate in the House there. Nobody knows what happened. It was right during the George Floyd protest, and it's things like that that are just disingenuous, and nobody can understand what's happening at the Capitol, and she's part of that. And that's one of the reasons why I jumped in. I just said, enough's enough. We need better representation. We need more unity, more balance, and we need to end this one-party rule. And like you mentioned, conservative values, you know, there's a lot of people that, for some reason, in this part of the state that just don't understand conservative values. That's my campaign is all about trying to message that conservatives do believe in the environment. We do believe in mental health and health care. We do believe in things that people are concerned about. You have to understand our perspective isn't, you know, solving those problems by taxing everybody out to oblivion and spending all your money to do so. We use different paths, different logic points. And so, you know, I'm trying to try to get the message out to folks, because conservative values here, especially in Colorado, are going to bring us a lot safer, a lot more, you know, prosperous in the future. You know, and a lot more unity and harmony in our communities. But right now what we're seeing in Colorado is not a very good trend, and it's alarming a lot of folks. A lot of people are thinking actually about leaving mm-hmm. Colorado after this election if things don't get better.
I know people are leaving. And I just want to make a note. This group that you are talking about of Democrats, this is not the Democrat Party of JFK. This is not your grandpa and grandma or your mom and dad's Democrat Party. These folks have moved so far to the left that there's no place for a moderate Democrat in the party right now. And so Matt Menza,
correct,
thank you for stepping forward. How can I'm recommending that people adopt a candidate. And I know that you're very adoptable. Of course, people can help Phil that we talked with him in the first segment. But we have, let me just check here. Steve always has this right up here. Today, 22 days until the election. My ballot arrived on this last Saturday. So my friends, 3 weeks, step up to the plate. Help these folks. We stand on the shoulders of giants. We are in a battle for the heart and soul of Colorado and America. Matt Menza, what is your website?
It is www.matthewmenzaforcolorado.com. Take a look at that, and you can donate there. We need a little bit more money here to get us over the hump. We can win this. I could be the first conservative in 40-something years here in this seat if I can get more folks out there to support me, and I think we're doing a great job. So MatthewMenzaForColorado.com and Matthew Menza for Colorado on Facebook. I appreciate your support.
And Menza is spelled M-E-N-Z-A. M-E-N-Z-A.
Correct.
Okay. Matt,
correct,
very good.
Thank
we'll talk
you.
To you again soon.
Thanks, Kim. Have a good day.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Jason McBride, Presidential Wealth Management. It is Monday morning. What's the market saying to us?
Well, good morning, Kim. It looks like we should be off to at least a positive start when the market opens. Dow futures are up about 60. NASDAQ are up about 150 right now. Even though it seems like the market has been on a diet of stimulus over the last few trading days, if it looks like we're not getting stimulus, it's been weak. When there were more hopes that it was coming, the market was strong. It kind of seems like this morning that the talks have stalled out, at least for now. But who knows? You know, the way the news headlines are, Kim, by the middle of the day, everything could be changed all over again.
That is, yeah, is that your inner Yogi Berra there? Jason, I wanted to just highlight again, when you were on last week, you had actually put together this analysis of the Trump tax cuts. We have 22 days until election time. Ballots have dropped here in Colorado. And when the Democrats say that the Trump tax cuts were only for millionaires and billionaires, you've proven that that is not true. Everyday hardworking people had significantly more money in their pocket from the Trump tax cuts. And you've done an excellent analysis on that. And that's on our joint landing page, which people can get at airpresidential.com, airpresidential.com. We need to have knowledge as we are talking with our friends and our colleagues and our families about these issues this next 22 days, Jason.
Well, that's true, Kim. And while some issues are certainly ethereal and maybe subject to opinion, whether, they were positive, negative, this, that, or whatever, this one's not. It's provable absolutely by just math and numbers. It's not a question. It's not a matter of, just the way you feel about it. The Trump tax cuts absolutely, mathematically, without a doubt, did give middle America a very nice tax break, a much bigger percentage tax break than the higher earners. And again, that's math, Kim. It's provable. So if you are able to have a conversation with someone who is undecided and is maybe thinking the wrong way, this is at least one tool that you're able to use that shows the actual numbers and, proves without a doubt that the Trump tax cuts did help the middle class very significantly.
Well, and I would highly recommend people check that out. I just wanted to give you a quick anecdotal story, Jason. I had posted something. A friend of mine had sent over a news article that showed the different tax rates under Biden and Trump, and significantly higher across the board for corporations, for individuals. And so people would keep more money in their pocket if Trump was reelected. She said she sent that to some friends of hers who were Democrats that were going to vote for Biden, and it changed their mind. So I posted that, and there was interesting conversations, but somebody had a great idea. They said, how about on your tax form, you have two choices. You can put R or D. If you're an R, you pay the lower rate. If you're a D, you pay the higher rate. But there could be no cheating. If for some reason you take the R rate, which is the lower rate, the Trump rate, then that means your vote for president is automatically for Donald Trump. I thought it was very cute. So your quick final comment, Jason.
No, that is very smart. That is very clever. And you betcha. I think if that were the case, Trump would probably win all 50 states in a landslide.
That's probably true. Jason McBride, Presidential Wealth Management, thanks so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have a great show, Kim.
Thank you. When we come back, we will be talking with Bob Boswell. He is the chairman and CEO of Laramie Energy. And there was some new rulemaking that was done recently regarding setbacks on our energy development. And affordable, reliable, efficient, and abundant energy is something that powers our lives and it helps us thrive, prosper, have healthier lives.
Karen Levine has over 30 years in the real estate industry. The reaction to the COVID-19 Wuhan virus is presenting unprecedented and unpredictable opportunities and challenges in buying or selling your home. That is why you need to work with award-winning realtor Karen Levine. Karen Levine comes highly recommended by Kim Munson. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine today at 303-877-7516. Karen's expertise will help guide you through this crazy real estate market. Call Karen Levine at 303-877-7516 today.
The silent odorless killer, CO2. Your house has a monitor. Does your mask? Masks can actually be pretty dangerous, according to the National Institutes of Health. They say that inhaling high levels of carbon dioxide, CO2, may be life-threatening. OSHA does not recommend masks in oxygen-deprived environments, specifically elevations over 3,000 vertical feet. The mask mandate is not for your health. It's killing you. Killing you one breath at a time, thanks to selfish Governor Polis, paid for by FECUnited.com.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, KimMunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
When politicians want to raise taxes, they're supposed to give you a say in the matter. They're not supposed to sidestep the law and make you pay more without your approval. But that's exactly what politicians are doing. And that's why we need Proposition 117. Proposition 117 gives us, the taxpayers, a voice. It allows us to vote on large fee increases, which we all know are just hidden taxes. For far too long, politicians in Colorado have raised the cost of car registrations, health insurance, and even hospital stays without giving voters a choice. They get away with it by calling their cost increases fees instead of tax hikes. Voting yes on Proposition 117 would change that and stop the hidden tax hikes. Vote yes on Proposition 117 to give Coloradans the voice they deserve. Paid for by Unite for Colorado. Katie Kennedy, registered agent.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out my website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. All of our show recaps are there, as well as our voter's guide. And sign up, buy tickets for our event next Monday night at Water's Edge Winery, where Rick Turnquest and I will introduce our voter's guide and our thought processes on how we came up with our recommendations. Also, the I'm a Trumpster Minority Bus Tour, we're doing a fundraising for them this next Saturday, and you can buy tickets there as well. This is our health and hydrocarbon show. And hydrocarbons, affordable, reliable, efficient, and abundant energy has powered our lives, probably lives that we're taking for granted, because we don't have to go out and cut wood and haul water and all kinds of things that many of our ancestors used to have to do. So we take it for granted. But we shouldn't, because from public policy standpoint, there's a real assault on affordable, reliable, efficient, and abundant energy. And wanted to talk with Bob Boswell a bit about that. He is the chairman of the board, the founder of Laramie Energy. Bob Boswell, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Cam. It's good to talk with you.
So last election cycle, I think it was Proposition 112, was soundly defeated at the ballot box. And this was regarding draconian setbacks on oil and gas development here in Colorado, which really has made it difficult for our oil and gas producers. And Colorado is one of the most significant natural gas producers in the country. So I think the voters really sent a message on that, Bob.
Well, that's right. And apparently your vote doesn't matter in Colorado when you have a administration that has both houses as Democrat and a Democratic governor. So we're trying to do by administration what they couldn't do at the ballot box. And it's not right for the people of Colorado. The setbacks now they're proposing 2,000 feet have a dramatic effect on the development of oil and gas properties in the state, many of which have either been acquired or leased at great expense. And it will result in probably several takings lawsuits against the suit, which is the state simply can't afford. It's also, when you look at even a company such as ours, a relatively small company, in the Western Slope, a predominantly natural gas producer with 65% plus federal lands, it takes out 27% of our locations. On the Front Range, that's a much, much higher percentage. So it's against the voters' wishes and done by fiat, and the governor should be recalled on something like this.
Well, Bob, this has really been under the radar. My researcher, Patty, found a headline regarding this. This has been occurring through rulemaking. And so exactly, I mean, I'm trying to connect the dots. the rulemaking? Is this people that are appointed by Governor Polis, or what? How is this working exactly, Bob?
Yes, it's people that are appointed by Governor Polis. He set up the COGCC, has put people on it that are of the same kind of orientation as he is, people that are using, trying to use the Green New Deal climate crisis as a implement to put in these types of rulemakings which go against the best interests of the states, of the state and its citizenry.
Well, and this is part of the bureaucratic administrative state. It's kind of become the fourth branch of government that is unaccountable to the people. They're not elected. They are appointed. Elections really do matter because Governor Polis has a tremendous amount of power. And when you refer to the COGCC, that's the Colorado Oil and Gas Commission, isn't it?
Conservation Commission, yes.
Okay. And we had reported on this a while back that he is starting to stack the deck with people that don't really like oil and gas. And we've actually also seen that over in the other things for rural Colorado as well. He is stacking the deck with people that don't really like the industry, that they then have tremendous power on this. Okay, so where are we at on this, Bob Boswell? Because this has been under the radar. When I've told people that this is occurring, they can't even believe it.
Well, where we are is that the staff has recommended these 2,000-foot setbacks with caveats that producers can negotiate with parties that they would be offsetting to get the ability to develop the lands. You know, often cases, these are people who have minerals over a large area, and there may be a single structure that a person could object and could take a whole swath out of land, hurting not only the producers, not only the energy costs in the state, but also the mineral owners. And where it is, the staff recommended it to the commission. So we will see. The commission is stacked. You said people who are against oil and gas industry, people who don't understand energy, unfortunately, and are more ideologues and have certain convictions that are not based on science or facts, but on personal opinion.
And when you say staff has recommended this, staff from where?
The staff of the COGCC.
Okay, and they're recommending that to the commission. And then when would this possibly take effect then, Bob Boswell?
Well, it's my understanding that they're going to vote on it in November, and it would take effect shortly thereafter. I suspect they'll be having to work out the details as it relates to what they're proposing as compromises, which really aren't compromises. The people who have, companies have invested in these properties, and they simply having the value of those properties diminished by this new ruling. So it will result in a certain amount of chaos, I think, in the state as producers file lawsuits against the state for taking those private property rights.
Well, that seems to be such an assault on many different fronts on private property rights. Bob Boswell, I'd like to go to break. When we come back, I'd like to talk about how affordable and reliable and efficient abundant energy really powers our lives. It makes our lives better. And we continue to see policies that are being talked about that affect hardworking everyday Coloradans and the ability for them to thrive and prosper through, you know, higher taxes, higher fees, these rules, you know, these energy costs. This will increase the cost of energy for our hardworking people. And it's kind of a hidden cost that they don't realize is coming down the pike. So Bob Boswell, stay on the line. He is the chairman and CEO of Laramie Energy. We'll be right back.
Predovich & Company understands that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has individuals and businesses scratching their heads with a variety of bookkeeping, tax planning, and accounting questions. Predovich & Company knows that you need trusted professionals to help you navigate these choppy waters. Kim Munson highly recommends Predovich & Company. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich & Company can help clients anywhere in the United States. Call Predovich & Company at 303-791-3000 to organize your personal and business finances. Call 303-791-3000 today.
Now more than ever, it is important to have independent voices bringing truth and clarity to the issues facing us, our families, our communities, our state, our nation, and our world. The Kim Munson Show is one of those important voices. Kim is a truly independent entrepreneur. She purchases her broadcast time, which gives her total freedom in production of the show and scheduling of guests. If you'd like to support The Kim Munson Show, go to her website, KimMunson.com, and click on the contribute button under Kim's picture. Kim greatly appreciates your help and support.
And welcome back to The Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out my website. That's Kim Munson, MUNSON.com. The voter's guide that Rick Turnquest and I created to help you. Hopefully it will be a good tool as you complete your ballot. My ballot, I arrived in my mailbox on Saturday. Quick note, ideally do not mail your ballot back. What you should do is put it in a ballot box, or you could vote in person. If you do mail it back, be sure and put two stamps on it. Mail it back early, and then track your ballot either way to make sure that it is received by the county clerk and logged in, and make sure that you vote and encourage those around you to vote. Conservative values as well. At my website also, you can buy tickets. We're going to have a great event next Monday night at Water's Edge Winery. We'd love to have you join us. And then also you can buy tickets for the I'm a Trumpster Minority Bus Tour event we're going to have next Saturday. So all kinds of things going on there. And sign up for my weekly newsletter. You'll get first look at all of our upcoming guests, as well as our most recent podcasts and op-eds. And just a quick note, last week I did a podcast with Tara Ross, and it was regarding the Electoral College and the National Popular Vote. And she had actually done the video for Prager University on the Electoral College. It's had 60 million views. We had a great conversation, and that is on my website as well. Bob Boswell, thank you. You are the CEO, founder of Laramie Energy, which is basically a natural gas producer here in Colorado. And under the radar, the governor and his appointed board is working to make it more and more difficult for our natural gas and oil producers to develop energy here in Colorado. And Bob, affordable, reliable, abundant, and efficient energy powers our lives. I think we're taking it for granted. And because my grandmother was born in a two-room sod house with dirt floors, and I think it's affordable, reliable, efficient energy that has allowed her granddaughter to live the life she gets to live, Bob Boswell.
Well, Kim, unfortunately, people don't understand the value of reliability. There's a, based on, you know, concerns about climate crisis, there have been proposed legislation where we'll be all renewables or carbon neutral by 2050, things of that. That'll be catastrophic for the people of Colorado, and will look like California. You know, 40 years ago, John Holden, who's an advisor to Obama, predicted 1 billion deaths due to climate change by today. That hasn't happened. In fact, low-cost, reliable energy has really improved the world, and there's been 98% less deaths due to climate change. It is climate change. It's not climate catastrophe. If you look at California's example, and if you want Colorado to look like that with rolling brownouts, they have 26% of their power from renewables. They should be called unreliable. Mm-hmm. They still import about 26 to 27% of their energy, electricity from bordering states who are powering their energy by predominantly coal and natural gas. So there's a lot of hypocrisy there. And I don't think the people really recognize that these fuels, renewable fuels, are more expensive than fossil fuels. And the reason is that they are unreliable and have to be backed up by fossil fuels. So you have a dual system. Renewables should be thought of supplements, not as replacements, and most people don't recognize that.
So these setbacks that are being proposed will be very draconian regarding oil and gas development here in Colorado. And, you know, I think that they're working to achieve something that I think it really hurts people. Again, and you can't just flip the switch, if you will, on oil and gas development, because people have to make decisions with capital, with resources, with personnel, that you just don't turn the switch on and off with. And so it's making development here in Colorado riskier, I would say, and more unpredictable, Boswell.
Well, and less affordable. I mean, if you look at the effects on lower income, it's going to raise energy prices. California, as an example, has 55% higher electricity prices than the rest of the country on average. Germany and Denmark, which have gone to about a third renewables, have doubled the cost of their electricity, and it's three times the average of the United States. So, if you talk about a war on poverty, low-cost energy is very important because it affects the lower-income people the most. There's some 25 million Americans that have had to forego food and medicines in some cases because of their energy prices being too high. That's wrong. We need to have reliable, affordable energy, and that's best provided by fossil fuels who have the energy density and reliability supply energy, electricity in particular, at lower costs than renewables.
I'm thinking about these young families. I had a young millennial on last week, a father, family. They have three kids, and they're talking about how young families are, getting squeezed. They're getting squeezed with higher taxes, higher fees. They're getting squeezed with increased costs at the grocery store, energy costs, and so when politicians and bureaucrats and interest parties say that they care about people, what they should be doing is trying to put in policies that reduce these costs so that people have, these young families have more money in their pocket to take care of their families. Many of these young folks have student loans. They're just feeling squeezed. So higher energy costs is going to hurt them, Bob Boswell.
It hurts the economy. As opposed to creating jobs, the renewables actually decrease jobs because the cost of energy goes up and their creation of jobs and improvement in the economy is hurt by the higher energy costs. There's no doubt about that.
Let's talk a little bit about taxes. The oil and gas industry in Colorado has created a significant amount of revenue for the state of Colorado. And so that revenue then has been spent on schools and roads and bridges and things that people do care about. And if we kick the energy industry out of Colorado or make it so difficult to operate, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that those taxes are going to go away, and somebody's going to have to make that up if those things are going to continue on. What's your thoughts on that, Bob Boswell?
Well, honestly, if you look at renewables, they are subsidized. So that's taking our tax dollars that we're paying for the production of fossil fuels and supporting energy that's not as affordable. I think the things that they're doing in Colorado, again, is the model is look at California. And do we want to be like California? I think the answer is unequivocally no. So it's important that people understand what the current administration is trying to do, perhaps with good intentions, but with either poor understanding or personal interests that are above those of the citizenry.
Okay. Bob Boswell, when I have been in conversations with people and said this about renewables, that they are heavily subsidized, I've had people respond to me and they say, oh, the oil and gas industry is subsidized as well. How do you respond to someone when they say that?
Well, I think the subsidies they're thinking about are those that are associated with mineral extraction, and the oil and gas industry deductions associated with mineral development is less than the other extractive industries. So, yeah, and it's a depleting resource. So to reinvest, you've got to have sufficient capital to be able to continue to develop the resource.
Okay. I'm not sure I quite understood that, Bob. I think you were above my head on that. So really, it's apples and oranges then. Is that correct?
No, that's correct. We pay taxes, and the most of the utilities are getting subsidies for the renewables type of And not only that, Kim, but I don't know if most people are aware of the COGC or that actually, I guess it's the Governor's Tax Commission is looking at taking away the tax credit on the payment of ad valorem taxes against severances, which will take another $300 million out of the oil and gas industry, and that means that $300 million won't go for reinvestment and development of our natural energy resources in the state.
Okay, so I think then the big picture answer to that is that the oil and gas industry pays taxes and the renewables does not, basically, that is subsidized. Is that the big picture answer I could give to people?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Bob Boswell, I really appreciate you being on the show, Health and Hydrocarbon Show. We take this for granted. We can't do that. We need to watch this policy, which is really under the radar. What can people do regarding this decision that may be made in November?
Well, I'd like to say go to your elected representatives and tell them what you believe and think and tell them to go against what's being proposed. I'm not sure that it makes a difference anymore. As you've seen on 112, which we defeated, they're trying to implement now by rulemaking. So it's wrong, and the ultimate answer is we need to get officials representing us with our vote and not their own personal interests.
So with that, be an informed voter. The being able to vote is something that is so special. It's so sacred here in America. However, you have a responsibility to be informed. You have a responsibility to understand the issues and to understand what these people really stand for. Go to our website. We name the Cruel 17 House Democrats that voted that people could die alone, and we recommend to not vote for them. We also recommend that you vote and keep your elected officials, talk to them, keep them accountable. And we also mention this whole group of these eMERGE candidates, which are far-left Democrat women that have run for office, and they've been somewhat successful, and we need to push back on that as well. Bob Boswell, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Kim.
And our quote for today is from Ludwig von Mises. He says, "The whole of mankind's progress has had to be achieved against the resistance and opposition of the state and its power of coercion." So my friends today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. This is Kim Munson signing off. God bless you, and God bless America. But tell them if I don't serve.